I am so excited to meet Aunt Janet's family. But if something goes wrong on the street and it goes down figuratively or literally, it is all for one and one for all. It's going to be a thriller in Manila. And if you're not with me, you can get out of the van now.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Ooh. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Is this a straight bite?
She's quoting.
Does she actually think there's going to be a fucking brawl?
She acts like she would do it, but she's not that type of personality.
No.
I don't see her being a fighter. We saw them kind
of
fight.
She grabbed Nicole's weave, but only because Nicole went for River.
Yes, I cannot imagine my own mother in a physical altercation. I would be horrible. I know you can.
I can.
Yeah, because your mom bit her basketball opponent when she was
in the heel. Fairly.
It's just your mom is the type of personality who just feels. It feels like because you can be bitch or whatever, but I never. Feel even though you like to hit, but you kind of have girly wrists like I do, so it never really hurts.
I wouldn't attack someone.
I never feel like physical attack.
No,
but your mom does have the energy.
Definitely,
I'll fight you.
The energy of I'll fight you.
Yeah. I think we all have a friend or someone in our life who we know at any moment could roll
my
up.
My mother would fight someone.
My friend Rachel's like that.
At any moment, you think that she might just like push somebody.
Yeah, just be like, fuck off. This is The Family, Chantel. Season 2, episode
what
5.
An episode.
A great episode. A thriller in Manila.
I've got to say, before I...
And we're in the ATL with the Everetts. We could see them. We should invite them to the show tomorrow. We should not.
They would try to fight us. I kind of think Chantel might get it.
Are you kidding? I don't think she would.
No, just our show a little bit. I think she would. We wouldn't be able to talk about her.
No.
But I think she would get it.
Winter probably would. Winter was nice to talk to at that party.
I think they would, but I think they're such snobs. I think
River
that
would totally not get it.
I think all of them are kind of like snobs and wouldn't want to be associated with their family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're just snobs.
Yeah. There's a lot of 90 Day cast members in Atlanta. We are having no surprise guest at our Atlanta show.
No.
So.
You said that like you're faking people out. We actually are not.
We're not. We are. Veronica is.
It's already happened, by the way. We're recording this and this aired on Thursday.
Well, but Thursday night, if people want to come see Veronica.
This is airing on Thursday, so hopefully people can buy tickets tonight.
Well, last minute
for our Charlotte show. Veronica and Tim, I believe.
Oh, is Tim going to come?
He was supposed to.
Oh.
He was on the list.
I don't think we're going to be able to interview them because TLC has a lock on everything.
Yeah.
But they're still going to be there.
Veronica's probably going to be in the receiving line.
What time is our flight on Friday?
Is not early? That early.
Thank God, because you know Veronica's going to make us go drink.
Probably. She gets woohoo.
And she's fun. So yeah, y'all, you still got time. Come see us in North Carolina.
Come see us at the Comedy Zone. Which sounds...
it sounds like a place where kids do comedy.
It does. It sounds like an offshoot of the Children's Museum of something. Yo, I don't know if you have to go to children's museums with your children.
Oh,
your
that's
kids.
So fun. I love it.
There's Shut up!
There's a great one in Cincinnati, actually.
They
a
are...
a really fun one.
To be fair, I have not been to all of them. The two that I've been to with my niece and nephews smell like dirty diapers.
Ah, well, that can happen.
And one kid, like, puked in the corner.
Yeah, it's just a petri dish.
I just, the whole time there, I was thinking, this place needs a bar. Because, like, adults need, we need to, like, let the kids go do their shit and go to a bar.
And this is why Poodle's not an architect.
Petition your local children's museum for a bar.
No.
I think they're interesting places. I'm just saying the only incentive to get parents there is to, like, drop their kids off and let their kids run wild for, like, 2 hours.
All right, let's continue.
I'm saying it's a scam. Your children's museums are scams.
Let's talk about the episode, shall we?
Fine, I guess we have to.
Aunt Jeanette, or as we now have
Aunt
deemed
Janet.
Her, Aunt Janet, because Christina's our
her
producer.
Autocorrect.
So we're, y'all, she forever is known as Aunt Janet to us. Thank you for that gift, Christina.
We are leaving for the Philippines soon.
And Chantel's already on edge because she says, she lied to me at the wedding dress shop. Royal told me. I know she was lying. So,
but more importantly, there is this thing called the coronavirus, and China is in close proximity to the Philippines.
It is. You know, because we never look up anything, Christina, speak of the devil, sent some notes. And by the way, on the watch along for this, y'all, my mic, either the button, we don't know. I think the button went down. Christina said it could be the thing, but my mic went off.
I
turned it off.
For me, you shamed me for turning off my microphone so much so that we had to put tape around it.
I didn't shame you at all.
And you say, I don't know what happened to my microphone.
I did not shame you at all.
I definitely did not turn it off.
I just said, oh, I thought of that. And we said, well, I actually said, how can we fix it? And we
taped
it.
No, you said, we're going to have to tape that because you're going to turn it off all the time. That is exactly what you said.
I did not. You are putting words. I don't speak to you that way. So magically mine was disconnected.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You turned it off.
So I apologize. We're going to do
We're putting tape on yours now.
We are. We're going to do a new way for sound anyway, for that anyway. So stay tuned. But this aired on November 2020. And so this was actually, she says, probably filmed in the early, probably when Jake was probably lost in Shanghai somewhere.
It was probably filmed in January.
That's what she thinks. Also, I did not know this. But hashtag sports, whatever. Thrilla in Manila, that was the boxing match in the 70s.
I said that
on the watch along. Yes. There's too much happening on the TV.
I said that. That was Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
And Joe Frazier?
Joe Frazier.
Yeah.
Or so, Frazier. And Christina says it was initiated by Marcos to bring
Of course
to
it was.
LOL. Anyway, that's
his
about
wife
it.
Had a lot of shoes.
She did. So that's about the time. But more importantly, Chantel tells us Royal has been Chantelling Aunt Janet because Royal and Chantel, we've kind of been wondering, like, why is Chantel so concerned? Well, we find out Royal and Chantel are actually close and talk all the time. And every time they get in a fucking fight, Royal calls Chantel and tells her everything of what's going on in their relationship.
So, y'all, Chantelling is a family trait.
So that's why Chantel doesn't trust her, because she's like, every time they argue, I get a phone call.
It's that and the fact that they've been brought up to think anyone who's not from the U.S. has ulterior motives to get here and harvest the American dollar.
American dollar. But another telling thing is Chantel says, you know, when Royal feels uncomfortable, he distances himself from the family. And that's all. That's what all this is. That's why Karen doesn't quote, have an opinion. Because if she does, she knows her son's going to ghost her and say, fuck off and not talk to her for a year.
I would just, you can't, first of all, Royal's got some weird habits.
He's odd. I agree.
Anyway, so y'all, later on, that Karen is talking to Chantel, and Chantel's like, they say she's shy, but shy girls don't talk to 5 or 6 American guys. That's a sneaker girl. That's a fishing girl. And Karen says, I want to keep an open mind. And I wrote, well, that's a first time for everything.
First time for everything. Don't worry, y'all. As soon as she gets on the, what is it called? The Jeepney.
The Jeepney.
At Jeepney, that mind will close again. Don't you worry. Yeah. Anyway, so they're going to meet parents at the airport, and they're like, woo, okay, see you on the flip side.
Meanwhile,
in the Dominican Republic,
Nicole and Lydia are having a dinner to celebrate her graduation.
Yes, from journalism.
Hashtag journalism school.
Hashtag journalism
her mother, school. Her mother, she says, my mother has a history of overreacting.
And being dramatic.
And that's said, you should have a degree in understatement.
I mean, that you are reporting the truth.
And at this point, we're going to do something which we've never done before, I believe.
Oh,
yes. We're going to do a family Chantel telenovela theater.
Telenovela.
Ay. Ay, Dios mío.
They're sitting down at a cozy, beautiful, intimate, candlelit restaurant to celebrate. Very nice place. There's people around them.
Yes.
There's soft lighting with no edges.
Yes.
I wish that's what I had, just soft lighting with no edges. Constantly.
I'll be playing, I think we talked about this, Lydia.
Who else would you play?
Very led towards her.
Who else would you play?
And I'm going to be kind of going in and out of Spanish here, so just let me do it.
Sure. And action. Mommy.
Daughter.
I am
of
so
mine.
Happy that I graduated and Chantel didn't.
She needs to be more dedicated to her studies, no? Nicole, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Mommy.
And you'll be successful in whatever you do.
Thank you. I'm happy I graduated, even though you are a really difficult person and a tough mother.
It's serio? We're going to have to do more of these. So, Nicole, do you have anything to tell me?
That I am happy and that I love you and that Alejandro is coming to the DR, Mommy.
Oh, Alejandro.
Alejandro.
My boyfriend.
Tu novio. You're his fling.
¿Qué? It's a serious relationship.
Oh, serious.
Serio.
Your boyfriend means nothing to me. Mommy. Not a girlfriend. Men have lots of flings in this world. I have been with many men and they have had many flings. And if it's a Dominican man, all the more.
Mommy, no. No, Mommy, no. He's different this time. Different.
What does he do? Is he in school?
He sells mobile phones.
Oh! You need to find a man who is on your level. You need to be more rational.
Mommy, no. He's handsome and he's beautiful and he's smart.
Even so, how will you introduce him to your friends? You would say, this one is a doctor. This one's a lawyer. Who is he? Nothing. Nada.
No, no nada, Mama. No nada.
You're wrong.
Mommy, no. No, Mommy, no.
Airhead.
If you don't accept Alejandro, then you don't accept me, and I'm leaving, Mommy.
How disrespectful. You will regret this. Slutty heels. And scene.
Oh, that was fun.
Meanwhile, back in Atlanta.
Meanwhile, back in clown school.
We're packing for the Philippines. Also, we're going to the airport, and the Dum Dum Squad shows up.
They are. Pedro looks hot in that cowboy hat.
I agree. Whenever he wears a cowboy hat, and then later on when he's in that little tank top.
Wait, could Pedro come to our show?
We've never made contact with him, but I don't know if he would. I think he's kind of done with the show.
I think he's done with it. He wants his real estate life.
Yeah. Anyway, Aunt Janet is there, and she says, sometimes I feel like I'm not welcome in their family. That's because you have good intuition.
That's because you're feeling right.
Yeah.
So they're at the airport, and River's like, I'm not gonna have opinions. I'm not gonna be judgmental. I'm just gonna go see my brother get married, no more, no less. And Winter goes, bro, they're already married, and literally calls this bullshit. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I hate him.
They're like in the moments are the most. Like, it makes my teeth hurt.
If we have a major plot point with him, it's really going to be hard for me to talk about it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just boring.
He's the worst.
So they're you know, Karen says, you know, she says, I don't know what to think anymore. I'm going to see what happens when we get to the Philippines. And she says her quote, her thriller in Manila.
By the way, the flight is 13 hours.
It is.
As Christina says.
Yes, she
does. And they have this stupid B-roll on the plane. And they're getting on the thing, and Karen says, "Spray some Lysol before the door closes."
I mean, to be honest, it is.
No one knew anything.
No
at the
one
time.
Knew anything, so it does remind you of like all the shit that
where I had to leave my suitcase out
for like a week.
Yeah,
I wore goggles on a flight to go when I had to go back for my dad. Terrible.
Well, I guess that's. I guess that's better than a face shield.
No, I wore the mask, and then I wore like fucking ski goggles.
Yeah, we didn't know a lot. We didn't know a lot.
I bet I looked ridiculous.
Anyway.
Anyway, yes, they check in. I got to say, I could never be with someone because my brother, I don't know if he does now, but he used to have the worst smelling feet. And if someone had, and Chantel's so right, it smells like bad nacho cheese, like the kind you get at the kind they once served. It was, I remember when they had the Cowboy Classic, it was a baseball tournament that they would have at Long Grove, and they didn't realize that they served expired nacho cheese.
Stop it!
From the bag, you know, that bag that you warm up?
Yes.
Well, it was kind of as a block, but they thought it was fine, so they heated it up and they served it to everybody at the game. And then, like,
do people get
15
sick?
People got food poisoning from the nacho cheese because it was rancid. And I remember that
what it smelled really bad.
It's,
but
Becky
people
Riggs,
ate it.
Becky Riggs or Kim Price actually was sitting right beside me and eating it. And I remember it smelled really bad. But we didn't know she got sick either because of the bad cheese or because she was dating Sean Farrell at the time and he hit a foul ball and it hit her in the head. So we thought maybe she had a concussion.
None of this happened.
And it was
none
like
none of this happened.
It was like it hit. She wasn't the smartest girl, so it hit her head.
And after, she was even not less smart.
This is my friend Sean, the one at our show.
Yeah, I'm aware.
It hit her head, and she was so dumb it sounded like an empty coconut, just like thunk. And then it was like 5, 4, 3. Oh.
Wow.
Anyway, we all got, but to this day, if I smell bad, I could never date anybody that had funky ass feet smell.
Remember my former roommate in, we taught at Belvoir.
sometimes.
Yeah. And it smelled like bad nacho cheese.
It sometimes smelled bad when he would, he had that issue.
And Pedro wore those shoes the whole entire time.
Without socks.
Without socks.
That is the thing, y'all. You, if you have to be very careful if you're someone who is, if you're going to wear shoes without socks, you have to take a lot of precautions.
You can do,
especially for 13 hours.
All birds are not bad because of their wool.
Yeah.
But I love them. They should sponsor us.
They did before.
They did? Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm wearing some Allbirds socks now that I got for
did,
free.
They did.
They should do it again.
I would agree. Give us another pair of shoes.
Yes.
Anyway, y'all, Karen has brought her pot, her slow cooker. She's got her oatmeal, her beef noodles, her shrimp noodles.
Donde está open-mindo, as she would say. I think it went somewhere.
Cabeza open. So then she says, if I go to a restaurant, I'm going to ask them if they have something that I don't want to eat to plug in my pot.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. You just eat before.
Yeah. You just eat before. I mean, Royal even said, we didn't see this in the watch on, he said, I hope my parents don't act a fool. I just wish they could have an open mind to things.
This is the thing, y'all. I wouldn't even mind it if someone who said, yeah, I'm a picky eater, and I knew someone who I was traveling with, and literally, they just ate a lot of protein bars. But they never really brought it up to anybody about it. They kind of said, yeah, I'll have like a little snack or something like that. I ate earlier. And we all kind of went, okay. And it wasn't a big deal. But if you make a big deal out of complaining, I can't eat this or I won't eat this. Ew, that's gross. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
You're a legendary asshole.
I don't mind a picky eater, but I don't need to know you're a picky eater.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is shut your mouth.
It's like your sex life. I don't need to hear about it.
Well, you're gonna. Because that's part of the thing. And it's a completely different thing. Because that's fair. My brand.
Fair. Fair. But it really is. She really is living up to her namesake.
Karen, yeah.
She really is the poster child of Karen's. Meanwhile, back in the Dominican Republic,
we're meeting Alejandro at the airport. She's worrying about mommy, and there he is, painted beard and all.
Painted beard, hair. His hair looks like he put his finger in his socket.
They suck face, and it looks like he's about to eat her.
It does. It does.
Y'all, I will say, he fucks her and the whole room shakes.
Do you think it's good, though?
Ugh,
I don't think it's that good.
Know.
I think he's very performative.
He's very performative and very selfish.
He's one of those guys, when he comes, he's going to scream
it's
about it
so
for,
loud.
For 30 seconds. I can't
it's
stand that.
It's so loud. And the grunting.
And
like a rutting pig.
And as he's doing it, he says, like, I'm squirting, or whatever. He says something.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, please tell me you've never been with someone who says, I'm squirting. That's disgusting. Someone said, I'm squirting? Ew.
It was a long time ago, but it's still etched in my memory. I did not like it. But he had a huge dick, so I slept with him again.
I'm squirting?
And he said it again the second time.
I'm appalled. I'm sorry. That's on... In our Sissy Squad, we had someone post their ick list. And it's hysterical. It's Ashley.
I love Ashley.
And it was... A lot of it I agreed with. And she asked me, have you got one? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's like four screenshots long.
Yeah.
squirting would be near the top of my list for me. I could not get over that.
It's not even an accurate representation of what you're doing.
No, I just see a water gun squirting me in the face. Yeah.
Women talk about it, that like, yeah. I've had girlfriends that will be like, oh my God, he made me squirt. I'm like, right. Great.
But that's a very different thing.
That's a very different thing. Makes me think of that soft drink.
Squirt.
Which I've never had.
Can we move on?
By the way, I know that we're in the South because, where was I? I was at the airport coming here, and I was like going to get my Lyft to come here. And I was walking by, and in like a display, I heard somebody said, oh, they've got that Mountain Dew with alcohol in it. And I went, stop it.
That's a thing?
I think they have Mountain Dew that's like a High Noon or a White Claw.
Jesus, find a way to poison your body quicker. Just fucking mummifies you. If the alcohol won't get you, the artificial colors and flavors will.
Yeah.
Jesus, continue. Just the yellow number 5 alone will sterilize you.
Yes, he brings her a purse and a phone. And you know what?
That I will say. That purse is fake.
If he had a complete makeover, this guy would be handsome.
I agree. It's not that he's unattractive. He's just
the styling.
It's all turned up to 11.
If he had different hair, got rid of beard, didn't paint it or stopped her beard, it's different clothes, no cologne.
It's the eyebrows.
Didn't shape, but he's everything. Got beautiful eyes.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I think he would be a really handsome guy. But anyway, here we are. So yeah. Nicole, he gives her these gifts and Nicole says, I have a gift for you, but I'll give it to you at the house.
He's like, oh, go faster. Go faster.
So they're in the car.
I love her. She's just a dick pig.
Oh, she is.
Just like all of us.
She is. I love that as they get in the car, when they first get there, they're making out, suck a face, and they're all so happy. And the closer and closer they get to the apartment, just the impending doom on both of their faces seems to hit them.
Well, he says, I'm a little nervous to meet your mom. And she's like, oh, I'd be more than nervous. Oh, I'm terrified.
Yes. As you should be.
He's like, I have a good experience with in-laws, though. And she's like, trust me, this will be the first one who doesn't like you. She wants to have nothing to do with you, by the way.
Nothing.
Anyway, so later on, back to Manila.
Back to Manila.
The night market.
There's not a lot to talk about here because it's kind of what
you think.
They're riding in a jeepney, and Karen says, I am learning Tagalog. And when I say, no, thank you, it will be in Tagalog. Christina, how did you think this was?
I like it when she uses the phrase, I am learning Tagalog. And then she just goes, the one phrase she knows is no, thank you.
No, thank you.
I don't know if that qualifies as, quote, learning a language.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
But so y'all, then they eat, you saw it on the watch along, they're eating the duck embryo, the very kind of like bizarre food of the Philippines. And I've got to say, I said this on the watch along, I don't know if I could eat that because it's got feathers in it and I don't know if I could do it.
I don't want to.
Yeah. But Royal eats it, and then Chantel, and he's like, you know, I'm an adventurous eater. I like sushi. And Pedro goes, that's not adventurous, Pinky.
No, it's not, Pinky.
Does she get a California roll and think she's doing it?
I think even in the watch long, Christina said even she wouldn't eat one of these.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I tried a lot of stuff in China.
I have chicken feet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The feathers would really...
And the idea of just eating the baby duck that was, I don't think I'd be able to handle it.
Yeah.
The feathers would do it for me.
Yeah.
But later on, Karen says, someone says, blah, blah, blah. And Karen, they stop and Karen goes, gracias. I mean.
She does say that.
Now, the thing about it is the Philippines, I said it that way, because of colonialism, they do understand Spanish
they
there.
They do.
So anyway, Karen says, Aunt Janet is confident and less shy and partly aggressive here.
I don't like it.
Last time I checked, Karma is a mother and I am a mother And if her intention is to use my son, I will be a karma mother. M is for the way I will mind her business for her. O is for how she's wishing she was another other person.
That's all I want to do.
T is I'm going to put my thumb up her butt.
Just stupid. She holds her fist. She's like, she can look forward to the mother and the mother.
It's just so stupid.
And the best part, though, is Chantel's face is just like.
Meanwhile, back in the Dominican Republic.
Let's get to it, y'all. Let's
Alejandro
get to
is
it.
Fixing his hair obsessively.
Obsessively. And he's like, I'm just going to go by the flow. Now, y'all, what you don't know. Well, we'll talk about it. Nicole knocks on the door. Lydia opens the door as if she's never seen it. She does say, and she's like, Mommy, it's me. When she opens the door, she opens the door as if she hasn't seen people in 10 years.
Yeah.
It kind of creaks open.
This is great acting.
Oh.
And Lydia says, I had a very unpleasant reaction to him. His painted beard. It was weird. And he had a big suitcase. And she said, also, I could smell him before I saw him, which is exactly what we said at first glance of Alejandro.
Yes, and the smell of his cheap perfume gave me nausea.
She's nothing but she's nothing if not a performer. I've got to give her that.
She is. She is. And y'all, Nicole hasn't told her mom that he's staying with her, so he shows up with suitcases in hand.
I've got to say,
big faux pas.
This was a huge mistake. Big mistake. Huge.
I mean, I think Mother Poodle would have the same reaction.
Leave the suitcase in the car, or even just in the lobby.
In the lobby, or like in the hallway.
So you meet someone because this is a big imposition.
It is. It is. I mean, he brought her a purse and some, as she said, cheap perfume.
She said, cheap perfume and gifts I won't use. And Nicole says, ungrateful. And she says, I am a woman of fine tastes.
I am a woman of fine taste. Now, you know, Pedro said this about Chantel to her. He said, you know, your family doesn't talk about anything, then blow up. My family says everything immediately. This is an exact representation of that, because they sit down to have a conversation and Lydia just immediately goes in.
He said, I wanted to come here and talk to you. I know our relationship is complicated because the distance, because blah, blah, blah. She immediately says, what do you do? I'm the manager of a cell phone company, cell phone store, and a bartender, a dishwasher. He's not on your level.
He's a dishwasher boy. If this was a musical, she would now sing her.
He's a dishwasher. Dishwasher boy, get out of my house, you dishwasher boy.
With dancing plates.
Dishwasher boy, get out of my house with your painted beard.
Exactly.
You're not on her level.
So Alejandro says it in the moment. He's like, I work my ass off. No one has ever called me this. What the hell? And Lydia said, did you go to school? And he says,
she would definitely be played by Cheetah Rivera, by the way.
1,000,000%. And he says, well, I've been studying business for a few months. And of course, Alejandro would be played by Ben Platt because he gets into everything that's inappropriate for him. That he shouldn't be doing.
Produced by Mark Platt.
Lydia says, I have sacrificed a lot for her to go to university.
Oh, yeah.
And have a better life. What is she doing with a guy like you? You don't have the same mentality. And Nicole says, Mom. And she says, shut up. I am talking with him. Not you. You have to be quiet. Or not.
Opportunista.
And Nicole, when she says it to Doe, Nicole immediately goes, I am sorry.
Yep.
So she says, he is an opportunist. A good for nothing.
And she says, she's like, he's going to stay here. And Lydia says, never.
That's
He'll sleep outside before he stays here.
And she says,
get that suitcase out of here. Clothes fall out. Perfume falls out. It's so dramatic.
She
it's
throws
wonderful.
It out. She goes, mommy, mommy, you broke his cologne. And she's like, "Aye." And she's just right. This is where Maleficent turns into the dragon.
Take him out of here.
This
already.
Is exactly what. And Lydia says, pay for a hotel. Leave me out of it. They're shoving his stuff outside. And she says, get on stair. Go downstairs without him. And then Lydia collapses on the couch and puts her head in her hand and just goes, oh.
Oh, I got to say, if I knew the Family Chantel would be this ridiculous,
we would have watched it in real time.
We would have watched it in real time.
To our credit, I think this was when this aired at one point is when there was like three iterations of 90 Day Fiancé. We were watching it. We were doing like 10 shows a week.
Yeah.
It was just too much.
Yeah.
But this is...
Yeah, this is wonderful
some of the best
work.
Reality television
wonderful
I've ever seen.
Wonderful work. Yeah. That's the show, y'all.
That's
come
the show,
us.
Y'all.
If you don't have anything to do tonight in Charlotte...
Even if you're by yourself, if you come to Reality Gay Show, as the sissies say, you never meet a stranger. You will meet friends. Y'all, get over that fear. Life's too short. Go have fun with some other dick pig sissies.
I agree.
$25 or whatever it costs.
$35.
$35 could change your life.
With fees.
Okay, we gotta go.
I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. I don't want me to say I'm charging you $35 and someone to say, yeah, it was $10 in fees. Y'all, I hate fees just as much as anybody else.
We have no control over that.
We don't.
All right, everybody.
Better we'll than Ticketmaster.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Until then, this is Reality Gaze reminding you,
don't be stupid Americans. And karma is a mother.